Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Your team, adjective, used to describe an individual whose spirit is unyielding, unconstrained, one who navigates life on their own terms, effortlessly. They do not always show up on time, but when they arrive, you notice an individual confident in their contradictions. They know the rules, but behave as if they do not exist. New team, the new fragrance by Miu Miu, defined by you.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are now, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Buddy, Tim Kawakami here, 49ers Plus Minus, with my co-host, Matt Barrows of The Athletic. Of recording this on a Thursday evening after the 49ers ritual now is what quarterback's going to talk, because that's usually the one who's going to start. And even now, I guess that's in some doubt, because Mac Jones did talk. He's obviously the planned quarterback for Sunday's game in Tampa Bay, but he's got some injuries. So, Barrow, straighten us all out. What's the situation for the 49ers at quarterback?
Well, we had a starting quarterback who went through Thursday's practice, the most important practice of the week, and didn't throw any passes. He threw some early on, but it was Mick Lombardi, the quarterback's coach, who was kind of doing the throwing for the first team offense for a lot of it. And it's because Mac Jones hurt his oblique, that the side of your body, on that last, he was crunched on the 49ers' last offensive snap in overtime. So, he's been dealing with that. Now, he did throw on Wednesday, and he looked okay on Wednesday. And he said after today's practice that he was saving his throws. So they're obviously cognizant of him kind of wearing that out, or, the pain that causes and not wanting to overdo it. So I guess that's why they picked Thursday as the day that he would have off, because it's the longest, the most rigorous practice of the week Will be interesting to see whether on Friday he's throwing or not, but it seems to be part of the plan. John Lynch was on KNBR Thursday morning, and he said he was optimistic that Mac Jones would play and that this was all sort of part of the training plan, the medical plan to get him right for Sunday in Tampa. But it just shows you how precarious the situation is.
Well, did you say Brock Purdy is not playing? I mean, they haven't said that, but it seems.
Well, Brock Purdy has not practiced yet. Yep. He was running on a side field during practice. So he's out there. He's moving. He hasn't practiced this week. He's probably not going to play. I guess he could be the emergency, and maybe that will be the lineup in Tampa. But, you know, we saw Mac Jones going in and out of the game. We're not in and out of the game, but you know, having to be helped off the sideline, writhing in pain multiple times in Los Angeles. And the only other quarterback in that game was Adrian Martinez. And the only healthy quarterback on this roster is Adrian Martinez. So yeah, that's a good point. I suppose that if Brock Purdy makes the trip, and he didn't make the trip to L.A., it's a 37-minute flight to L.A. This is 4.5 hours. Then he could, I guess, serve as the emergency quarterback. But I'm sure they don't want to play him. I mean, I'm sure they want to give him this game off so that toe, is not a lingering issue all season. So, I mean, it wouldn't be, you know, a 49ers podcast if we didn't talk about, you know, almost game sinking levels of injuries. And that's not even counting the fact that Ricky Pearsall didn't practice. Juwan Jennings was limited, and there's some other names too. Who else didn't practice? Yetur Gross-Matos didn't practice. Robert Beal didn't practice. A lot of defensive linemen are on this week's injury report.
Yeah, I guess get a big hint. Well, Shanahan will often says it on Friday, so you'll talk to him tomorrow. Then if they elevate a quarterback or they sign a quarterback to the practice squad or elevate a quarterback or whatever they have to do, would be a sign that maybe Adrian Martinez is going to be the starter because they would need another one. I don't think they want to push Purdy in. If you're going to not start him, you should probably not play him. And I think that is the caution. It's their 4-1. They don't need to be urgent. I think John Lynch kind of spoke to that on KNBR. Makes sense to me. So I would guess they're going to go with Mac Jones and Adrian Martinez, but maybe you might want another quarterback there. I don't know how they have the roster space for it. We shall see. Because I think if you elevate to the third quarterback, that quarterback has to be on your roster, right?
Like, yeah. And Adrian Martinez is on the roster right now. Yeah,
but if you try to get another quarterback to elevate to me the third quarterback, that quarterback has to be on the main roster too. Hey, I almost just asked Kyle about it yesterday. I was down there. I had to poke my face in. I hadn't been in Fortnite for a while. Would you just put Jordan Watkins on injury reserve? I mean, what are you doing? Like, what is the point of this? He's not practicing again with a calf situation, which was what put him on one of the times earlier. But he's still on the active roster. Like, these spots are actually pretty valuable. And if you're so worried about getting him back, maybe just write him off. Like, just – write him off. He's not going to play this year. You need the roster spot. This feels like a second kicker situation to me. Like, what are you doing holding on to a guy when you have so many other things you could use, including now a third quarterback? That's me. I did not ask it. You can thank me, Barrows, for not asking you because
yeah.
I would not have been thrilled with that question. But I could say the same thing about Jordan James. Like, he's on the roster for what? What is he doing? Why is he there?
At least he's practicing. So he's at least valuable for the scout team.
We'll put Walker in the mind because he's not practicing because he's hurt again. Yet he's been on the active roster this entire time. Okay, that's just me. I'll just throw that on this. I'm sure Shanahan will hear about it and I'll get backlash for it. But that one I don't quite understand. It's like the same thing with the kicker thing. I don't understand. But they are 4-1. They have some wiggle room. No question about it. They don't desperately need to win. That Rams game was so important for them. They clearly want to win this game. They clearly could win this game, but they don't need to. And Tampa's pretty good team and you're on the road. They didn't bump it to the 1:25 start West Coast time, so that's interesting. They don't have to worry about that sleepy 10 a.m. start. But, like, are there – I mean, I would imagine Pearsall's not going to play. I imagine Jennings is not likely to play. Would you think I'm wrong on those two assumptions?
Well, I'd say Pearsall's more unlikely to play. Jennings did practice on a limited basis today, and it's Thursday. That's the best he's done in a while. The most recent game that he played, I think, was the Cardinals game, and he practiced on the Friday before that. I might be getting that wrong. Might have been the Saints game. But so if he gets two practices in this week, I think that that would be an indication that he is going to play. Pearsall, it didn't sound on Wednesday from Shanahan as if they were counting on Pearsall to play, that whether they expected him to play. So it might be another week for him. So you might be getting a number of guys back for that Atlanta game in week 7, and that would be Pearsall. George Kittle is a possibility that week. Purdy would be a possibility that week.
Mustafa,
yeah. Mustafa's been practicing in full, so I'm not exactly sure what that means. I mean, these are his first practices all year, so I'm not sure you can insert a guy in right away. He's not counting against the roster right now. He's still on PUP, so I think they'll ride that out a little bit longer. It's sort of one of the questions. Okay, when Mustafa, one of the real kind of treasures from the 2024 season, is healthy, who's he going to replace?
Yeah.
What's going to happen there? Because they've got a good thing going at safety right now. They've got Pinnock and Marquise Siegel. Both of them have played every defensive snap so far. And I realized Thursday wasn't the greatest game, but I think that Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh will take a big kind of Matthew Stafford yardage game versus a bunch of back-breaking touchdowns from Stafford in that wide receiving crew. So, you know, in my eyes, I think that safety duo has done well. Have they been lights out? Have they been perfect? No. And then they're basically using Jair Brown as a third linebacker. Against a lot of teams, and he did well in that. He's good around the line of scrimmage. That's his bailiwick. So that's a good niche for him. So I think that Mustafa could do that very easily. He's sort of built like a linebacker. He's very, very strong, rocked up, as the kids say. I always keep thinking that the 49ers should trade Jair Brown to the Jets, because that's where Steve Wilks is right now. I'm not sure that the Jets are in trade four mode. They might be in trade two mode, but that would be a solution to their cup runneth over at safety right now. Just to touch on quarterback. I mean, if they did have to sign a quarterback, I imagine that guy would be Mike White, who I think was released from the Bengals practice squad either this week or last week. He might be available. The 49ers have worked him out in the past. He's played in this system before. Would not be ideal, obviously, but he's somebody who could get into a huddle and understand, most of the plays that are being called. So that would be their, late in the week maneuver. But the fact that they haven't done that,
it's pretty late in the week.
I mean, that would be an emergency. But yeah. I think that the fact that they haven't done anything like that, tells you that they are pretty assured that Mac Jones is going to start this game. Will he finish the game? That's the question.
Getting back to safety, which is always so much sexier to talk about than quarterback, of course. Knowing the way that Shanahan and we've known Saleh's operation too from past times, I don't know if they want to break up that safety thing right now. Siegel's got so much talent. He's a young guy. You want to get the reps. He does a lot of stuff. He's probably only getting better. Pinnock is like talking back there. Pinnock is like, he's their plug-in veteran, which they've done before. I can just see them going, this is working. Something breaks down. Somebody gets hurt. That's okay. We got Mustafa here. I think he replaces Jair Brown as the third safety in that kind of weak side linebacker role. That maybe they do trade Jair Brown. I don't think he'd be really happy if this all happens, but you can just see it kind of filling out, whether it's the Jets, wherever. I mean, I don't know what you could get. We couldn't get much for him. But there would be This is Mustafa's a guy they like better. Mustafa can play that position, and he'd be ready to jump in for either Pinnock or for Siegel when that time is right. It just doesn't feel like them to break up a solid safety connection. And Pinnock is the one we would think, right? The veteran, not a highly drafted guy. But, man, I see him being very vocal out there. They put the microphone on him.
Yeah.
Right? They do that very, very thoughtfully. Like, they don't put it on people. They don't want to be seen publicly as vocal, right? They want to emphasize this person's personality. I'm not saying John Lynch is picking the guys that they want on the mic. I'm saying John Lynch knows who's on the mic, though. That it's they're very, very cautious about things like that. I shouldn't say cautious, but it's planned. So when I saw Jason Pinnock being put out there as the guy on the microphone, I was thinking, I don't think this guy's getting bumped for just nothing. And I think he's playing fine. So I frankly would think it would be Siegel who would be the more likely candidate to lose his job, at least a starting job, over Mustafa. But I think they like what he does too. I think he's dynamic. So maybe it's Jair Brown. You know, they got some decisions to make. I don't think they can keep both guys up, right? Mustafa and Jair Brown. That's a lot of safeties. But it's good. It's a good problem to have. You know, extra players to put in the roster. Now that you're going to start jamming it up with players who are hurt, you got some other things. Can you go a little heavy on safety? I don't know. That's where I get back to the Jordan Watkins thing. I don't understand that one, but I won't keep banging on that one. Yetur Gross-Matos, he's been hurt a lot. Is he going to play on Sunday?
No, I don't think so.
And they're going to be so light on the defensive line again.
I think he and Watkins could go on IR. I mean, yeah. Both of those are longer-term injuries. Neither is practicing. And the reason why they haven't gone on IR is twofold. One is that, again, they need to have seven guys inactive on game days anyway. So they can have these guys on the active roster and just not have them up on game days, which is what they've been doing with Watkins and Jordan James all season. The other one is that they have a limited number of guys that they can bring back from IR. You get eight in a season. And a few years ago, I think it was 22, they ran out.
Yep.
They could have brought back. They wanted to bring back a defensive tackle. I can't pull his name right now. But they just didn't have any designations left, and they went deep into the playoffs that year. So they are leery of using too many too early. They haven't used any yet. And Kevin Givens would probably be the first one that they use. But when Kittle comes back, that'll be one. When Ben Bartsch comes back, that'll be one. Anybody else who comes off of IR right now, is on PUP. So Ayuk and Mustafa won't count. But, you know, it's only week five.
Yeah.
And they've got a nice collection of guys on IR already. So that's the reason why somebody like Jordan Watkins hasn't gone on yet. To your safety point, though, it's a great one because I forget what year this was. It might have been 2022 as well. But remember, Jimmy Ward got hurt early in the season, and then they signed Tashawn Gibson off the street. And the Gibson, I forget who he was partnering with, but that duo was doing so well together that Jimmy Ward never got his safety job back, and they had him playing nickel cornerback late in the year, and Jimmy Ward didn't love that scenario.
No,
he sees himself as a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Safety, he did it, but you're right. If you've got something good going, it's so much about chemistry at that spot. So much about communication. And I think Malik Mustafa is great at both of those things. I think he's going to emerge as sort of like a team spokesman type of guy in the future. But a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, I think, when it comes to that right now. And so I don't think that they would make a move unless there are injuries or issues at safety. And right now there's neither.
Yeah, it's not us. It's unlike Shanahan and Solid operate that way. They kind of ride it out with the guys who are doing well. It's just kind of at every position I can think of, unless there's a big reason to do it, they just kind of keep going with what they've got, especially in the backfield, especially when there's like that's a difference between a 15-yard gain and a touchdown. If you can keep it to a 15-yard gain, which they did against the Rams, that you can stay in the game. You start breaking it loose with guys running down the field, then you're in some trouble. All right, Tampa Bay, very good team. I don't know if it's a great team. I think very similar to the 49ers. You're seeing them win games late. Baker Mayfield has been tremendous, and all salute to him. What unique challenges do you think this presents to the 49ers? Is there something other than Baker Mayfield you think that is maybe even more kind of preeminent on the things they got to worry about?
Imagine fast hydration combined with balanced energy, perfectly flavored with zero artificial sweeteners. Introducing Liquid IV's new energy multiplier sugar-free. Unlike other energy drinks, you know, the ones that make you feel like you're glitching, it's made with natural caffeine and electrolytes, so you get the boost without the burnout. Liquid IV's new energy multiplier sugar-free hydrating energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
I was going to say Baker Mayfield, but I think that they've done well against the run. And if I'm the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'm just going to watch the film of these other teams and basically do the same thing. I mean, the 49ers are averaging something like, you know, 20 point something points of offense a game. So I would think that if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers see that, and they would think that, oh, okay, we can score 22 in this game and win it. So I think they're going to take away the run. They're going to try to keep McCaffrey down as much as possible, and it'll be up to Mac Jones to make big plays. I think it'll be very much like the Rams game. The Buccaneers have some injuries of their own. I don't think Mike Evans is playing in this one. Bucky Irving, their running back, might not play in this one. It might be a Rashad White game. They've got a great rookie wide receiver. He's just like all these other Ohio State wide receivers.
All good. They're all
good. The 49ers have already played a couple of them already, but they're very similar. And I was saying this to somebody else today. Poor Upton Stout basically has gotten like an all-star cast of slot receivers early this year. He's back at practice. Remember, he left the game late against the Rams, which may have been fortuitous to the 49ers because it put a bigger man, Chase Lucas, in at nickel cornerback. And Chase Lucas basically is the one that made that stop. At least he began it. He had the first hit kind of stuffing that C-gap against Kyron Williams. And Robert Saleh was saying today that the Rams were successful on that play a couple of times earlier in that game when it was Upton Stout who was in there. And Upton Stout is a great cover guy, sticky, feisty, but he's not big. He's a little over 5'8". Maybe the injury gods were actually favoring the 49ers on that one. They said, you know what, let's let them have this one. We've been dinging them so much this year. So the injury gods work in mysterious ways.
There you go. That is the theme of all 49ers. I'm sure fans would agree with you on that. Interesting stuff from Saleh saying some interesting things. I support that fully. I like it when defensive coordinators, when they're running the show on defense, saying some things that are interesting. I did not think about that. I also was thinking, was he really supposed to be crashing in like that? Like, what if they threw the ball there? But they did not throw the ball. He read it right. That is the interesting thing about a lot of, you know, we're seeing so many different 49er players that we did not really expect to be major parts of this team. Now, Stout probably from what we saw in camp, but, you know, Alfred Collins, we all thought maybe it's going to take some time. Just down the road, we didn't know, on Siegel, didn't know. I mean, I'm looking at Jake Tonga's stats, and he's got 3 touchdowns, Barros. Like, McCaffrey leads them with 4. The next is Tongas with 3, and they have 10 total touchdowns. It's amazing what Jake Tongas is doing. We'll see if Tampa Bay defends the 49ers like the Rams did, which was just throw it to Tongas. It's fine. We don't care. And it's 8 yards, 10 yards, 8 yards, 7 yards. Oh, throw it to McCaffrey, too, for 6 yards if you want. I did not get that. I don't think Tampa's going to do the same, but maybe it's just something, some magic that Mac Jones has got that these guys just get open exactly when he needs them to. But it's been remarkable. I just was looking up the Tonga stats, and I just had to mention it. He's got 3 touchdowns. And this is a guy who has not been catching the ball ever in his career, and he's got 3 of the 49ers, 10 touchdowns this year. I figure Mac Jones is going to be doing the same stuff, right? He's going to be throwing those 8-yard passes, and he's been throwing them very well. We'll see if Tampa Bay can do something about it.
Yeah, it's been a team of Jake Tondras's this year. I mean, Kendrick Bourne is in that category. Eddie Pinheiro is in that category. But yeah, that's sort of been their DNA so far, and I think that the Rams game just kind of illustrated that better than any other game this year. It was on national television; they weren't expected to win. And, you know, you saw Mac Jones writhing on the ground and having to be helped to the sideline. Those images were the 49ers, were the 2025 49ers. So, again, I mean, you can't pick them in any of these games. They're going on a 4-hour flight to Tampa. Very, very hot Buccaneers team. Had a great win in Seattle, and maybe that'll play to the 49ers' favor. I mean, both of these teams had emotional wins on the road. The Buccaneers was more recent, and, maybe that will have some lingering effects. They've got some injuries issues, too. Every team's injury issues pale in comparison to the 49ers. So,
Baltimore. How about Baltimore? Have you seen Baltimore?
Baltimore's are pretty big. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good one. That's not a good one. And then both the quarterbacks, right? It starts with the quarterbacks. And I think Cincinnati might throw in their lot there just because of losing Burrow. But you're right. It's been devastating. It's how you make up for it. How do you rally for it? We've just seen it break them, the 49ers, last year, and it's not, and they're clearly figuring it out. It's not so simple as this. I kind of wrote a little bit about this yesterday, or I guess today's what posted today. It's not as simple as this, but last year they basically didn't have McCaffrey, and it did not look like the same 49ers. It just didn't. This year they don't have Kittle for most of the time. They've lost Bosa. They haven't had Ayuk. They've had Jennings mostly out. They don't have Purdy, but they've got McCaffrey. And it's just that is so important, I think, for Shanahan to have this guy that he knows he can move around. He knows he can count on this guy getting 7 yards on a pass. Most of the time, 5 yards on a run. It hasn't happened this year, but he knows that that threat is there. He might be the most essential player on this team just because of the way I think of the coaching. He's not the best player maybe at this point. I think Bosa is still the best. Trent Williams might be the best. Kittle might be the best. We've got all these other names. I think
Fred Warner.
Yeah, Fred Warner, I mean, might be the best player on the team this season. But I just think McCaffrey's the most important for Shanahan. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, the numbers aren't that much different than the first five games last year without McCaffrey. They're having trouble scoring. They're having trouble running. Their red zone isn't very good. But they're moving the ball well. They're moving up and down the field. They're winning the time of possession battle. And against, you know, the Rams, that was critical. Keeping the ball out of the hands of Matthew Stafford was critical. And the two turnovers helped in that regard. But, yeah, I totally agree with you. The issue is that he leads the NFL in touches.
Yep.
They are using him and using him and using him. And I know that they went into this season saying, listen, we've got to cool it with McCaffrey. We can't do another 2023, or we're just going to use this guy up before it's crunch time. And that's exactly what they're doing, because no one can kind of replace him. And I think that touchdown in the second quarter, was it? I forget when it was, third quarter, where they came out in 23 personnel, and then they kind of manipulated this matchup with McCaffrey against a linebacker. It was a brilliant call. It was the 49ers winning the strategy war. And but what we take for granted is that he kind of easily beat his opponent with very little space to do it.
Yep.
Right up against the goal line. And that's the advantage that you have. And you know, a Brock Purdy and a Mac Jones will recognize that right away. They're very sharp. And take advantage of it. And that's what the 49ers offense, obviously. I mean, Kendrick Bourne had a great game. Juwan Jennings has had a great game. Pearsall's had great games. You need basically the 49ers formula right now is McCaffrey plus one random receiver to win games. So as long as they get that, they can win.
Brian Robinson is there to try to take some of the load off of McCaffrey. Clearly, we know that. He's not getting the ball very much. They're not running the ball very much. I'm sure they would love to run the ball. Shanahan kind of brushed off my question yesterday. You know, they are 59% pass right now, which has got to be making him sick. But 4-1, that's the only thing that matters. I think the only way they get that thing going up from, you know, closer to 50-50, which is always what Shanahan's goal is, which what almost every coach's goal is if Brian Robinson gets like 12 carries. And you can't just force it. It's got to be the flow of the game. He's got to be successful. I think we've seen him run a little bit better maybe recently than certainly in the first game. He had 10 carries and it just didn't go anywhere. I guess it was 9 maybe. He just hasn't looked like he can carry that load, but maybe he will. I think they just kind of got to, okay, maybe McCaffrey, we're still going to throw it to him 8 times, but he's only going to run 8 times. And the other 5-7 times that we're going to run, we're going to just give it to Brian Robinson. So he's going to run the ball 12 times. I don't know if he really, you know, it's going to fit the way the game goes, but at some point they got to do it. Because Christian McCaffrey cannot touch the ball 22 times every game. It's not going to be the way this is going to work. 24 times, whatever it's been.
30, yeah.
It's been unbelievable. And we'll see if Brian Robinson is clearly their choice to do it. It's not Isaac Rendo. It clearly is not. We'll see if that's what they can do. I mean, I think sometimes they think they're going to do it, but all plans go up in flames when the game starts going and you see what's working. And if they're going to be passing the ball, it's going to be Christian McCaffrey. It's not going to be Brian Robinson. You know, maybe you take less hard hits when you are catching the ball than you are running. I think it's probably true, but you maybe take more isolated hits. You don't take the boom, 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 boom hits, but still it's a hit. It's a him going to the ground, somebody tackling him. I think Brian Robinson is not the ideal candidate for this, but at some point they've just got to say, we're going to give him two series, not just one. We're going to give him two series. We're going to see what we can do with this. And maybe at some point they can throw it to him. I just don't, you know, they don't feel very comfortable throwing it to him, and they don't feel great about him probably in pass pro. But this is 4-1. We're talking about it gives you some ability to be cautious about Brock Purdy. I think maybe they got to start thinking about Christian McCaffrey. And as you said, I'm sure they went into the season thinking they would be. It just not has happened. It's been to the extreme the other way. They'll point to 4-1. And they might, you know, have them touch the ball another 35 times on Sunday. They win, they won't care. But the accumulation is going to be something that they're got to be pretty concerned about.
Yeah, and I think that's a problem with any NFL player. But if you look at Christian McCaffrey's seasons, he had the 1,000 season in Carolina, I think in 2019, and then barely played the next season. Last year, he's Offensive Player of the Year, gets a ton of snaps. You know, playing in the fourth quarter, you know, everybody knows the refrain there. And then in 24, he only plays in four games. So you're robbing Peter to pay Paul at some point. But again, I mean, what do you do? I mean, it's obvious that I think that Bobby Turner has, you know, obviously, Kyle Shanahan has the biggest say on who's playing and who goes in the game, but Shanahan is assigning that to his position coaches, and Bobby Turner is a hot hand guy. If something is working, he does not take that guy off the field. So the ipso facto there is that you never take Christian McCaffrey off the field because of the position puts defenses in. So, you know, Christian McCaffrey feels great right now. He's confident. He rejects the notion that he needs to take plays off. He rejects the notion that he's getting too many touches. His body feels good, et cetera, et cetera. They're managing him during the week. He doesn't practice on Wednesdays. But, you know, we saw last year that it does have ramifications.
They've used how many draft picks on running backs, and they don't have a backup for Christian McCaffrey that they can give 15 snaps a game to. It's kind of amazing. Sermon, Ty Davis Price, Isaac Garendo, Jordan James, how many
Will
other
Williams?
Joe, yeah, it's just so a lot of these were before they ended up with McCaffrey, but they have all these draft picks on running backs, and none of them are good enough for them to give the ball to 10 times a game. It's amazing. Maybe Garendo will turn into that. Doesn't feel like that's the path he's on. Maybe Jordan James is going to be that guy. I think they were kind of plotting on that happening, and then he got hurt again a couple times. It just they get into this. I get it. You got to win the game. But you are a team that it really depends on running backs. You keep drafting them, and you have one. You have one guy. But, you know, it's not like they've been had this incredible run of injuries at running back. Not this season. And they got one. Well, they had one last year. I won't say his name. People get very mad when I say it. But he's now gaining yards for the Vikings. So that's a whole other conversation. All right. Any other pieces of information, notes, thoughts you got?
Yeah. I mean, I mentioned the defensive line. So we talked about Ichiro Gross Matos did not practice. Robert Beal did not practice. Alfred Collins did not practice on Wednesday, but he did practice on a limited basis on Thursday. He's got a big, big, big metal brace on his knee. Kalia Davis, speaking of kind of big protection things, he's got a massive club on his left hand because that was broken. CJ West is limited. He's got a wrap on his right thumb. Kevin Givens is back at practice. I talked to him today after the practice. He's been limited. It didn't sound like they're going to activate him this week. He's got to sort of get his legs under him, get accustomed, but that will at least give them some depth in the middle of the line, especially if Kalia Davis is affected by that broken hand, because they're similar players. And I think that Givens probably would have been the starter in week one if he hadn't torn his pec in the summer, but I don't think that's immediate either. So that's, you know, it goes wide receiver, quarterback, D-line in terms of the three most injured groups on this team. And they're very, very injured at those positions.
Yeah, defensive end, I mean, you got Michael Williams, you got Bryce Huff, Okawanu, and if Beals are, I'm not sure who else. Oh, they got the guy, Gibson, I guess.
Trevis Gibson, who played like eight snaps, and he was like, you know, on the ball on three of them. So
the guy does get across the line of scrimmage. I've seen that in preseason until now, but they're gonna trade for a defenseman. I mean, I don't know when it's gonna be, whether it's gonna be Trey Hendricks at the top of class, who I keep writing about, or someone else. They are going to have to trade for a defenseman. I don't think there's a question about it. If they're going to go in the playoffs, because as I always say, there are going to be more injuries. This is not frozen in time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Time. Any one of the people who are playing now could be injured, or any one or two of them could be injured.
They are injured. They're all injured.
So they're going to need another defensive end. They're going to need a professional defensive end. was not likely to be a top defenseman unless it's Trey Hendrickson, which I think is doable. I might be wrong, but they're going to need another defensive end, and they might need two of them. You know, obviously you don't trade for two of them. Maybe they figure out a way to sign someone else. They're just it's just number of bodies. They just don't have the bodies right now, especially if Gross Models goes on IR. Good Lord, it is an incredible situation. Yet they're 4-1. It's just this weird. This whole thing could be falling through the floor because they don't have anybody healthy, and yet at the same time they're 4-1, and they might end up with a home field advantage in the first round of playoffs. Like, it's just a remarkable thing. You like, people are asking me, like, could they match up with the Lions or the Eagles? And I don't think so, but you never know. You never know until you get there, and teams go on hot runs. I think I mentioned it last time. The Rams were not a great team last year. They fight their way through. Stafford had a crappy year, then was good in the playoffs, and they almost beat the Eagles. They had the Eagles lined up, ready to be beaten, and they couldn't make the final play. You might get on one of those runs. I don't know. Or you might break apart and just have too many injuries. But I have a strong sense that they are going to trade for a defensive end at some point. I don't know who it is. I'm not saying the name. I don't know. But they're just going to need, given who they are, given the way that they do value that position, and you just look at they're just scrambling for snaps at this point. Robert Beal would be a key player on this team if he was healthy. And he's a guy that they've cut. He would be a key player on this team right now, and they don't have them. It's just amazing what they've gone through on that defensive end, specifically defensive end.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Well, I mean, John Lynch was forthright on KNBR about, you know, at least doing the work, you know, making the phone calls. He said, we're actively kind of looking into this. Nothing's happening right now, but I agree with you. And 2 years ago, they did make two additions at that position. They traded for Chase Young, and they traded for Randy Gregory. And Chase Young ended up being their starter in the Super Bowl. Last year, the Lions lost their, you know, ace pass rusher, Hutchinson, early in the season, and they went on a roll. I think that it was obvious that their defense was leaking oil by the end there. They did not patch it up adequately, but it does show that a team, even with a big injury like a Nick Bosa, can do it. So I agree with you for sure that that's needed, and that's probably going to happen. It will be interesting. I mean, what is your take on Joe Flacco joining the Bengals? Is that going to save the Bengals season and prevent them from trading Trey Hendrickson?
I wouldn't think so, but it was an interesting move. I mean, I've said, like, people ask, oh, could the 49ers trade Mac Jones? Like, a mid-season quarterback. I mean, you haven't gone through the camp. You don't know the system. You're just dropping. Unless it's, like, for a coordinator, you know, I just don't think it's feasible. Josh Dobbs did it, and what did that end up with? And then the Bengals do it, and, you know, they got those wideouts, and Flacco's kind of dropped in a situation before, but not as – he didn't do this, like, traded before. Like, who knows? The guy can throw the ball. He's not been good for Cleveland, so I don't know why he would be good for the Bengals. No offensive line, but maybe. I mean, it shows that they're not – I mean, that might be the big sticking point here is the Bengals are not going to throw it in, and maybe they have to wait 3 weeks before this, and maybe it'll be too late. They'll be, 4-6 and still think they got a shot, and you can't get Trey Hendrickson from them. I think it's kind of a fantasy land for them, but maybe. It's not a great thing for the 49ers that the Bengals saw fit to – I mean, they didn't give up much for them, but can they fight away, steal a win or two that makes them believe all the way through October into November, whatever 4th, whatever day the deadline is? Maybe. What did you think about Shanahan's answers to my questions yesterday about do you feel similar to 2019 at all when you – really, you kind of did an all-in thing. You traded a bunch of picks for the one player, the one position you thought you needed, Emmanuel Sanders, wide receiver, and him saying, no, I do not see similarities to that. I just don't see it. What did you read about that?
Well, I thought that the question was better than the answer because I get what you were saying. There was an obvious missing element in 2019, wide receiver, and there's an obvious missing element now, pass rusher. And he likes the character of the team. And I think that that's the key, that there's a belief in this team from Lynch, from Kyle Shanahan. I think it's similar to maybe that, what was it, the 21 team that was
the rally team?
That was messed up with injuries. And then they put Debo at running back, and that seemed to ignite them. They're just winning, and they're winning with resilience and grit and all those kind of descriptive terms. So you, to your point, you've made this a million times on this podcast. You reward that. You kind of use that to add a missing element. And that's just so kind of naked out there, that inability to rush the passer consistently. And, Bryce Huff is a great pass rusher. He's not a great run defender. Their idea of having Mykel Williams be the run guy and Bryce Huff be the pass rush guy, beautiful. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. But without Bosa, you can't really do that now. They could go back to that perfect formula if they did get a Trey Hendrickson caliber guy. And that's why, I think that they're looking. I think that one of the other issues for a Trey Hendrickson trade is that the AFC North is just terrible this year. So the Bengals could win it because Lamar Jackson is out and the Ravens aren't playing well at all. Cleveland is doing a Cleveland thing. Pittsburgh is doing what it's done in recent years. So, I mean, it's like what the NFC West was last year. It's a bunch of mediocre teams and anybody can win it.
Yeah, all true. I also think Shanahan was being real. It was like, we're winning games the last second. It's all great, but that doesn't mean we're built to win a Super Bowl. And I don't think fans loved it, but I think the players get it. This could change. They win three straight games. It probably would change.
Do you think the players get that, though? I mean, the players are 4-1. Best record in the league.
I think they get generally that this is kind of a redo. They do generally get that. Young players... Now, does Trent Williams, have to totally get it? Does Fred Warner have to totally get it? That might be a little different. But I think generally it's like we're not there. We don't have Nick Bosa. We don't have all these guys that we had in their primes in 2019. Now, when they're healthy, if they're, if they ever get most of those guys back, and as I always said, you never know. Maybe it looks different, but it doesn't look. And I just think part of this is they're not running the ball. They don't have interception. They don't have like all these things that are fixable possibly in some part by getting Trey Hendrickson. But I just think the subliminal or even the out loud message is, 4-1 is good. And we love being 4-1, but there's still some problems here that one player isn't necessarily going to fix. It could change. They beat Tampa. I think things are going to the mood's going to kind of even change beyond that. It's going to be, wow, there's going to be something here. Like just win the NFC West division, just winning the NFC West, which they clearly can do. And if they beat Tampa, I would bet on them. I would say that they would be the favorite. I'll put it that way to do that. And they might even be the favorite right now Maybe not, but they do have to win over the Rams at home. And I mean, in LA and the win over Seattle in Seattle, those are two things that are going to be very determinative of this division. But it might change a lot if they win in Tampa. I just feel that they would get the kind of energy, the juice. The other thing I think is kind of being left unsaid is Trey Henderson might be worth a high pick to them if they believe they can sign him. And I don't think they believe that. That's my guess. So he's a rental. He's just a rental. If the Bengals want a two, number two or maybe plus two, because they don't think the 49ers two would be very good, so a two and a three, or even are asking for a one, I know the 49ers wouldn't give up a one for him, especially if they don't think they can resign him. I just think that that might be where a price the 49ers are not willing to pay when they're not sure about this roster. They want that number one pick. That's how they got Mykal Williams, right? That's how at some point they're going to get a tackle, maybe at some point. And if you really think it through, what if the injuries do take this down? At some point, they end up 8-9 or whatever it is. They're going to want that number one pick. So I don't agree with this. It's fair. It's a fair thought to have. I get what they're saying. I would not agree with it. I think they got it. I would gun for the playoffs. But if they are pretty sure, even if they give up a second round pick, or whatever it would take for Trey Hendrickson, that they could not re-sign him, then some of the caution, I understand. I would go for it myself, but I understand what they're thinking. They're just not in the pay mode, Barros. They're not in the pay mode. Maybe they're not in the pay mode next year either. And it would cost a lot of money to re-sign Trey Hendrickson. There's no question about that.
Got a Super Bowl here at Levi's Stadium, and you're not all in? Wow. Wow.
That's what I thought.
Trade Tim Kawakami would be pushing his chips to the center of the table.
But you're gonna fold.
You're gonna fold. That's cool. That's fine.
I think my stance on that is pretty solid.
I get what you're saying, but I feel like that would be a hard argument to make to the players, and I really seriously doubt whether they think that. They just can't. I mean, there's no way you can go into an NFL season with that sort of governor on you.
I agree. Well, like, remember,
I think that at some point Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch get bit by that bug too. It's like, you know what? We can win this thing.
Yep.
Because they're there. They're in the locker room. They feel that confidence, and they're optimistic. I mean, they have to be. I mean, you can't do this job without thinking, you know what, we can win this year.
Yeah, it could change. I just think this could change. It's just what's being asked, who's available, what's the timing of it. But it's an interesting spot for them to be in. There's no question about it. And you win close games. You keep doing it. You can keep doing. You can do it in the playoffs too. They're going to need to show more evidence of this, though, if we're going by Shanahan's answer at all. But it could. They could show more evidence. They could do this. And then we'll see. It's going to give us a lot to talk about. It's going to give us but remember what that locker room felt like when they traded for McCaffrey? It was like freaking a celebration in there. It was like, look at this. Look at all these great players we got in here. Now, I was in there for the locker room for the first time in a while. And I'm going, it's just weird with no Kittle, no Bosa, no Purdy. You know, they're around, but they're not like walking around. They're not talking to the media. They're not. It's a different locker room. They're still great players. Warner is there. You know, I'm trying to think of other McCaffrey. Obviously, there are other really good players. Trent's healthy in there, but it's different when you don't have that collection of superstars healthy. And putting a Trey Hendrickson there would give it a big boost of energy. I've written this a million times, Barros. I'm just saying this is what their logic probably is, and it can shift. It can click two or three degrees in a different direction, specifically on Sunday. But that's not to say if they lose on Sunday that it's all over either, right? It's not. It's 4-2. They take 4-2 with Mac Jones playing four games any day of the week.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just an interesting, it's just a really unique season, Barros. It's just a really just kind of like think through season. It's not your standard, everything's working great, they're going to head to the Super Bowl, or everything's blown apart, they ain't making the playoffs. That's been what we've been through with this team most years, except for that 2021, as you mentioned. That was a weird year. But they, you know, they put Debo in there. They've had a veteran quarterback with Jimmy. They have all those guys on defense. They just kind of clicked in. They clicked in a little late. This is sort of like that, but even more random because of the players we're talking about who've provided so much. They have a kicker change. They have, you know, Jake Tonga scoring touchdowns. They've got, you know, they signed friggin' Kendrick Bourne off the street and he goes 140 yards. It's just an amazing, amazing situation that is multi-layered with many things to talk about. All right, Barros, 47 minutes. I think that was good. With some chunky stuff there at the end. We got plenty to talk about this. We'll get back to you guys Sunday, maybe later in the evening, because that's a 1:30 start. It's not a 10 a.m. start, but we will probably have something up either Sunday night or Monday morning. 49ers first. Yeah. All right, Barros, see ya.
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new randoms it. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.